I'm Al John Goh, co-host of the Disney List podcast as heard on Sorcerer Radio, as well as Skull Rock podcast, here with my wife, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
You are an earmarked agent who books Disney travel vacations for people all the time. Give our listeners a reason why they want to give you a call instead of just booking a trip by themselves.
Well, I can do all of the legwork for them. I have expertise. I've been to the Disney parks well over 100 times, so they've got that knowledge at their hand, as well as it saves them time and money.
Where can people get in touch with you so that they can book their next Disney cruise, Disney park trip, Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney, with your hosts, Al John Goh and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming of Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Al John Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com. Welcome in, everyone, to yet another edition of the Disney List. My name is Al John. Thank you for joining us here. We go live every Sunday from Facebook there at the Disney List, so be sure to click that bell for notifications when we go live. We'd appreciate that. Like our number one fan, Lindsay. Hey, what's going on? You can also check our podcast on demand, all your favorite podcast platforms. It goes for Apple, Google, Spotify, Anchor, iHeartRadio, and of course, Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com, all Disney music all day long, our broadcast partner. Yes. You can also check out our archive as well there at thedisneylist.com. Social media, we're all up in there. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well. If you're watching us on other Facebook pages, we have a lot of people sharing this content. Thank you so much for sharing it. Be sure to join the live chat. I put a link for the live chat, and I'll put it here in the chat room there at the Disney List. But I'd love to see everybody out there. Let us know how you're doing. Today, we are talking about the top 10 must-dos at the Taste of Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival today. We also have info on Raya and the Last Dragon merch and food. We've got all kinds of great news regarding Leave a Legacy. It's back. I'm down with that. I'll show you. If you left a legacy tile there at Epcot back in the day, I'll give you a link on how you can find it. It's pretty cool. It's not easily accessible, so I'll give you a special link so that you don't have to worry about it. Just forget about it. You'll find it. I'll help you find it. I'll help you find it. Seriously. And then we also have, as I said, the foodie guide and the food guide to the Taste of Epcot International Flower Festival. Oh, and excited about this as well, Harmonious over there at Epcot. You know, usually we do these lists of top 10 things that we love sharing. You know, maybe it's a ranked list or what have you. We'll definitely talk about that. And then I think we'll even talk about Disneyland just a little bit with a touch of Disney and their limited edition capacity constrained experience coming to DCA in March. It's only a few days away, gang. So stand ready. Stand ready. We've got the actual radio show. We're recording it live here in just a second. Hit a few buttons here. Make sure we're all legit. And let's get this show started, shall we?
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
An imagination, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Broadcasting from the Tiki Room Studios in Music City.
It's the Disney List.
The Disney List.
You've got to have characters that the audience, the viewer, the reader cares about.
What makes a hero? What friendship? What's the idea of sacrificing yourself for something larger?
With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
Disney List on Sorcerer Radio with your hosts, Kristen and Aljon. All right. Aljon back here at the helm. It is Disney List Live. What's going on? Hope you had a great week. Hope you had a great week. Don't forget to check us out. We're at Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. All Disney music all day long. Gotta love the 80s retro music provided by our wonderful, wonderful friends, Replay Heroes. So please be sure to check out that record. Download it today. Our great friends there at Replay Heroes on Facebook. And I hope you had a great week. Kristen is not here today. I substituted for her this week on the Dining at Disney podcast because she fell down a flight of stairs, y'all. Took a big tumble. She still feels horrible. So everybody wish Kristen well in the chat. She would appreciate that. So I was substituting for Kristen on Dining at Disney. So you need to check that out, Dining at Disney. We talked a little bit about some of our favorite food, of course. It's the hidden gems, restaurants and bars there at the Disney parks here stateside. And we also talked about, you know, what's going on at Epcot and the touch of D at Disneyland. So yeah, Lindsay, she's doing okay. She's just really, really banged up. Hard for her to sit down and a bunch of other things. So anyway, thank you for your concern. And once again, you can check us out there, all the social media, Disney List. You can also check me out, Aljon Go, on Instagram. I am a lifelong Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fan. Love the parks, and we love counting down those lists for you. We do rankings, top 10 lists every single week here on the show. If you're tuning in for the first time, thank you. Thank you very much. So what shall we talk about? I hope you had a great week. We are, like I said, just in the middle of just crazy weather. We had kind of unthawed ourselves from the previous week. Everything's, you know, semi-decent. And then today we've got tornado warnings. We've got flash floods, and it's just coming down crazy out there right now. It's absolutely crazy. So I hope wherever you are, you're safe, you're sound, you're dry, hopefully you've got power. And we're just looking forward to moving on with this spring. I'm totally looking forward to that. I'm totally looking forward to the season finale of WandaVision. WandaVision on Disney Plus has been just an amazing show. Kind of a slow burn all the way up the last few episodes, which were just amazing. Marvel Studios, MCU, film, cinematic wonder, awe, awesomeness. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to Falcon and Winter Soldier kicking off here in a couple weeks. The previews have been looking great. It's going to be an awesome year if you are a Marvel fan. An MCU fan, for sure. And an awesome, I guess I should say it's going to be awesome for everyone else, too, because you've got a lot of Disney stuff that we're going to be talking about here. Raya and the Last Dragon, definitely talking about that. Luca, some great animated films from the Disney, Walt Disney Animation Studios, as well as Pixar. So we're looking forward to that. So let's go ahead and delve into some of this news, shall we? I like the new news bed. It just rocks. So things are coming together for Harmonious. That's right. Harmonious, the new nighttime spectacular. So it is looking pretty darn good. Let us pot this up and you guys can check this out for yourself, shall
we? Harmonious is a brand new nighttime spectacular that we have coming to Epcot, and I'm super excited about the ability to bring this show to life in our World Showcase Lagoon. From a story perspective, it's the opportunity to bring global connection, global community with Disney music in a way that we've never been able to create before for a Disney park. Epcot is going through a monumental transformation, and Harmonious is one of the centerpieces of this transformation of the park.
Today, we're backstage at the Epcot Marina, putting our final finishing touches on our Icon Show platform. Our Icon Show platform includes moving fountains, moving lights, show action equipment, pyrotechnics, and most notably, our Icon Ring, which will stand over 6 stories tall above the World Showcase Lagoon. The team has been working incredibly hard to reach this awesome milestone. It will be amazing to launch our Icon platform out into the lagoon and bring us one step closer to debuting Harmonious to all of the guests.
We're actually right in this exciting moment. We're bringing a lot of these large platforms out into the lagoon. And this is our first chance to see these elements situated in World Showcase Lagoon, where they're gonna be permanently moored and staging this amazing spectacular. It's going to be such a special element as part of our Epcot transformation here at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, so you can check that out there. Disney Parks has posted that video, and it's nice to see it kind of coming together. And I'm really looking forward to checking out Harmonious, the new nighttime spectacular. I noticed that Mike has joined us in the chat. And I think it's going to be really cool to see a new nighttime show. And from all the things that I'm seeing, it is looking pretty amazing. I mean, the lights, the LEDs, all the stuff they have going on there, it's pretty legit. You know, they've got this center platform that stands on a 6-story tall central ring structure with that water curtain that they're known to do there at the Disney park. So anyway, looking forward to that. And how about this? Have you checked out Raya and the Last Dragon? Here's a little bit of a trailer audio for you.
On March 5th.
How did this world get so broken?
I believe that we can be unified again, but someone has to take the first step.
All right, Tuk Tuk. Let's go!
From the studio that brought you Frozen.
Hold on. Oh, we were doing a jumpy thing. Oh, so sorry, my bad.
Raya and the Last Dragon, rated PG, in theaters, or order it on Disney Plus with Premier Access, March 5th.
The Raya and the Last Dragon is happening and looks really good. I remember doing D23, getting a little bit of a preview for this film, and I have to say, it looks really good. Be sure to check that out. In fact, if you happen to be at the parks, we actually have some info for you, because they are going to have some Raya and the Last Dragon treats over there at Animal Kingdom. That includes a very cute baby Tuk Tuk mousse, a 5-spice mousse on top of chocolate cake, chocolate milk cream, chocolate velvet shell, and chocolate crispy pearls. It's very chocolatey. And you can check that out starting now. You can check that out. Also, the baby Tuk Tuk ice cream sundae, chai spice caramel cake with chai caramel sauce, vanilla ice cream, and green tea cake crumb, salted caramel crispy pearls, and edible image of baby Tuk Tuk. And you can find that at Dino Bites. And then they'll also have a Mighty Mist soft serve, which is a twist of strawberry and vanilla with blue tinted white chocolate dipped in dipped and put in a waffle cone for you with sparkling sugar. So they have all of that stuff there at Animal Kingdom for you to check out. Always good to have new foods to enjoy and check out. Of course, it is there for a limited time. So if you happen to be there, feel free to tag us in your social post at the Disney List or Dining at Disney. And we'd love to see what they look like out there in the wild, so to speak, because the pictures that the Disney Parks blog posted look very nice, but it's not as good as seeing the real thing up close and personal. Another thing that they're going to be doing is they have a bunch of different merch as well that you can check out at the Disney store. So be sure to check that out. So they've got dolls, they've got all kinds of miniatures, toys, and plushes. I have to say that the Tuk Tuk plush looks really cool. Hopefully I'm saying that name right. And then they also have the Onigi mug, which also is very cute. So please check that out. And if you're not familiar with the film, in a realm known as Kumandra, reimagined Earth, inhabited by ancient civilization warrior named Raya, is determined to find the last dragon. Very cool animation style indeed. And once again, it's going to be in theaters and premiere access on Disney Plus starting March 5th. And it looks pretty cool. And Star Wars' own Kelly Marie Tran is the voice of Raya. Awkwafina from, I was going to say Crazy Rich Asians. She is hilarious in that. And she is the voice of Sisu. It's got a great Asian cast as well. Daniel Day-Kim, Benedict Wong, Sandra Oh, Alan Tudyk, who is the voice of K2SO and so many different projects there, is the voice of Tuk Tuk. And so looks really neat. And I guess it's going to be nice leading from March into Asian History Month. Coming in May, I do believe. So, and I should know this because I am Asian. So be sure to check that out. Looking forward to seeing all the great new merchandise there for sure. Lindsay's asking, now they can add some of the Last Dragon stuff in Animal Kingdom. Yes, they certainly can get some of that Beastly Kingdom action that we've been missing all of this time. At least a little bit of it, right? Just a little bit. Let's see here. Also, a quick note. You know, I host this other podcast, known as Skull Rock Podcast with my co-host, Dave Bossert. He is a former Disney animator, filmmaker, author. His brand new book, we've had Dave on before, 3D Disneyland, like you've never seen it before, amazing book. Well, the photos from 3D Disneyland were actually taken by an amazing photographer and filmmaker himself, Walt Disney Studios, feature animator, executive effects animator, doing all the great effects from 1977's The Rescuers all the way to Princess and the Frog in 2009. He also animated the effects of the some visual effects for the Little Mermaid attraction at DCA. Ted Kiersey joined us on the show, so I will be sure to check that out. Michael says, yes, wait, you're Asian? Never knew. So anyway, be sure to check that out. Ted, phenomenal guest, great dude. And be sure to check out a little bit of a plug there for the Disney list. All right. So we talked a little bit about this on the Dining at Disney podcast this week. Please go out there and check out that show and subscribe to Kristen's show. But there is information, A Touch of Disney, a new limited capacity ticketed experience coming to DCA, Disney's California Adventure, of course, beginning March 18th. And there you've got the world famous food and beverages over there. It looks yummy. Not only are you going to be able to check out spectacular world famous food from around the resort, around the globe, but you'll also get food and beverages from the parks as well, like the classic Monte Cristo, my personal favorite, found in New Orleans Square. And they will be served snack size, so you can kind of bite away, which is nice. So it doesn't look like it's going to be like the full Monte Cristo, but maybe a smaller version of the Monte Cristo. And then you'll also be able to check out some Frosted Snowman treats, award wieners, Casina Cucamonga, to name a few. So you'll be able to delight yourself with all of that stuff. Plus, I'll also have some select retail stores opening, selling some apparel, of course, Ride the Last Dragon merch, all kinds of great stuff. Bing Bong Sweet Stuff will be open for some treats as well. And so this is going to be taking place, once again, starting March 18th, offered on Thursdays through Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. And the pricing is you have this $75 ticket that includes admission, parking for the experience at Mickey and Friends parking structure at downtown Disney. Photo pass photo is included, as well as a $25 Touch of Disney dining card valid towards the purchase of food and non-alcoholic beverages subject to restrictions. Then you also have, the tickets. So the tickets for this event you'll be able to get at Disneyland.com. So be sure to check that out. And table reservations for Lamplight Lounge and Carthay Circle, Alfresco Dining will be available beginning March 11th. And table reservations do not provide admission to A Touch of Disney, so you want to make sure that you go ahead and pick up tickets for this event. As I said, you might want to go ahead and bring some Tupperware with you because, you know, get what you can, eat, snack, have fun, use up that $25 gift card, and then pick up a few things, food and snacks, so that you can have more of your Disney fix when you get home. That's what I'm saying. The Downtown Disney District will remain open 7 days a week with unique dining and shopping, including Black Tap Craft Burgers and Shakes, Ralph Brennan's Jazz Kitchen, Naples Restaurante, World of Disney, and Star Wars Trading Post, which recently opened. So for more information, check that Disney Parks blog for that. But go ahead and consider, if you will, getting your Disneyland fix during this limited time, limited capacity event beginning March 18th, A Touch of Disney. So, cuteness, right? Ranger, the rhino calf, joins a herd at Kilimanjaro Safaris this week. A four-month-old white rhino calf Ranger, joined by his mom, Kendi, made the big Savannah debut this week at Kilimanjaro Safaris at Disney's Animal Kingdom. And how cute is this baby rhino? So cute, so small, but definitely growing up quickly. So be sure to check that out. Check that out if you can while they're there at the park over there at Kilimanjaro Safari. Nothing like a little baby, a baby wild animal just running wild. Just having fun with mom and dad there at Disney's Animal Kingdom and Kilimanjaro Safaris. One of our favorite rides there in the park. Rhino is small for now. Yes, small for now. So check it out while you can. I'm psyched about this. You know, it was great to see Epcot, you know, getting refurbished and getting new things, you know, the pylons and going back to, you know, a little bit more of a classic look, you know, instead of the, you know, Fortress of Solitude type structures that, or some people call the tombstones there in the front that happened to be where our Leave a Legacy pictures were. Did you ever leave a legacy there at Epcot? Kristen and I did. We sure did. And what that was is just a little picture, a little picture that they would laser engrave in one of these, metal strips, and would mount them on the sides of those big obelisks there on the side of Epcot. For a long time, it was there, you know, going back to the millennium there, 2000, which was really cool. And so Kristen and I got our picture taken for Leave a Legacy. We paid the nominal fee, whatever it was, and we were wearing our, if I'm not mistaken, we were wearing our bride and groom mouse ears for that. And it was great. We had our picture taken and we saw it and it was great. And then, you know, when we would come back, we'd always look for our picture. Where's our little picture? Oh, here it is. I remember. And then it came down and we didn't think it would come back. We're like, okay, you know, it's nice. You know, I think our buddy, Big Bubba B and his wife actually did something similar over there at Disneyland. I think when they got married, they left, which is super cool. They actually had a brick in the walkway. I guess it was on the way from, oh gosh, it was on the way up to Disneyland. I think they did that. Or was it Disneyland? Maybe it was Walt Disney World. Anyway, but anyway, here you go. It's back. It's back and better than ever. It's super colorful. The new panels are the first of many that they're going to continue to update and install outside of Epcot touch points. And it looks really, really nice. So if you're there, be sure to check to see if your Leave a Legacy is up there. And how can you do that? Maybe you want to do it in advance. Go to this link. It's hard to find. It's disneyworld.disney.go.com/Epcot/leave-a-legacy-find-my-tile. Basically, Disney World, Epcot, Leave a Legacy, Find My Tile. Did you get that? It's like a mouthful, man. And do what I did. You know, I was going to, like I said, I had an opportunity to share my screen. Kristen says it's on the Disneyland side that Bub and Tay have their pavestone. Yes. Thank you, Kristen. Kristen's in the chat. She can hear me in the next room. She's trying to relax. But anyway, I did this. You can go there and check out Leave a Legacy, Legacy Tile Finder search feature. Type in your name, first and last name, and you can type in your city optional, state optional, country optional. But I found that when I typed in my name or Kristen's first and last name with the city, state, and country, it didn't come up with anything. But I did just simply put my first and last name down, and I found our tiles. And we did get two tiles because we had our name and our anniversary date there because it was for a honeymoon. So we're on two. You can check out our tile. You can check out our tile, 245-56-15. If you find that number, take a picture of it and say, Al, John, and Kristen, we found your Leave a Legacy tile at Epcot. But it's true. You can find it right there. Once again, you want to find your tile in advance and do a screenshot of your and take a picture of your tile. But you definitely want to do this in advance. Just go to just search for Leave a Legacy, Find My Tile at Walt Disney World, Epcot. You'll find it pretty, pretty cool. So I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're still here because we need to talk about what's going on for the Taste of Epcot. So stand by. We've got our top 10 list next. All right. Sip of water for the working man. That's right. All right, now. Fresh details for Taste of Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival starting March 3rd. March 3rd. Just a few days away. Oh, man. Kristen and I love going to this festival. It's one of our favorites. I have to say we're going to miss it this year. I hate to say it. We like to go during the changeover between the Festival of the Arts, the farts, if you will, and then going into the Flower and Garden Festival, which is great. So here's some 10 things that you need to check out. They are must-dos, the Disney must-dos of this festival. So you've got topiaries full of character, yes. Throughout the park, you're going to see gorgeous topiaries of Disney characters blooming to life in floral sculptures. Highlights will include Remy in France, Tinkerbell at the Fairy Houses in the UK, Lady and the Tramp in Italy, and Sorcerer Mickey at the park's reimagined entrance. So that's probably one of the coolest things you're going to see there. Most notable things you will see off the bat is the topiaries. They're beautiful. And we've been there before, had our picture taken with so many characters or in front of the characters. And it's definitely something you will need to be prepared for in terms of taking pictures because I think they're gorgeous. And the Lady and the Tramp, topiary, Snow White, Mickey and friends, Ratatouille, Tinkerbell, it's all good. And I say Ratatouille, I mean Remy, so I don't lose my Disney cred. So be sure you check that out. Also, gardens to explore. So you can soak in the sights of spring with 20 different garden areas all across Epcot, including floating gardens in the waters of Future World, Bamboo Garden in China, a tropical rainforest in garden in Mexico, which that sounds amazing. The English Tea Garden presented by Twinings of London in the United Kingdom, where you can also take a self-guided tea tour. Those are always yummy. They're good. I like the tea. Had some today. Another picturesque spot is the Goodness Garden Butterfly House presented by Go-Go Squeeze, and that is also fun. I love the fact that you can go into the butterfly house, butterfly garden, go inside. There is, and it's kind of roped off, and it's got the butterfly net there surrounding it. So you try to keep the butterflies there, but you can see the little butterfly cocoons and all that. And you can see the butterflies and they're just gorgeous. And then as you leave and as you enter and exit, they have the little protectors there to try to keep the butterflies in. So it's always fun to check out for sure. And then you can also unwind in refreshing spaces that show you just how easy it is to create outdoor escapes for your family and friends. And that is also cool because those gardens have great ideas for planters, raised gardens. You know, so if you have a green thumb, great. If you don't have a green thumb, like this guy, myself, I don't have one. But I get inspired to check out how great gardens are made and maybe get some ideas for things you want to do in your garden. You know, I am not a gardening guy, but I do enjoy a beautiful garden. And we did get some great ideas, birdhouses, tires that you could reuse for flower beds, etc. All kinds of great things to check out and explore there. One of our favorites of all is checking out the outdoor kitchens. So you can embark on a mouthwatering journey across and around the park, discovering a smorgasbord of options with more than 20 delectable stops to choose from. Each outdoor kitchen offers a specialty menu of creative cuisine and libations so that you can savor and sip. Yes, my favorite. And more details coming, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on in our top 10 must-dos of this festival. Entertainment galore. So you'll be able to find a lot of live music. You guys know I'm a musician, no doubt. I love the music, and you'll be able to check out Voices of Liberty performing an all-American a cappella showcase featuring the landscape, heart, and human spirit of America. You'll also have Mariachi Cobra that will take the stage for a performance of the world-famous Mexican folk music. I love those guys and gals. You can also tap your toes to the sound of the Jammin' Gardeners, performing rhythmic beats inspired by backyard percussion. And you can also head into World Showplace, where Epcot pianists will be performing a selection of songs for the season. I love live music, so definitely be sure to check that out as well. They'll also have a full healthful trail presented by Advent Health. So there you go. If you're looking for inspiration, creativity, and some youthful energy at the flavorful outdoor kitchen garden along the Imagination Walkway, the whole family can learn new ways of staying healthy. So that is something new you can check out this year. Scavenger hunts, which is always fun. Family fun with the scavenger hunt. And you can check out Spike's Pollination Exploration, a springtime quest to find the busiest honeybee at Walt Disney World Resort, and a special treat during the Easter season, which takes place the 19th through April 4th. And you can also take part in the Eggstravaganza scavenger hunt to find Disney pals and their oversized eggs all over World Showcase. So you can definitely check that out. And then there's memories and merch, right? You can commemorate your visit with official merchandise, including apparel, headwear, drinkware, and much more, featuring Orange Bird, Figment, Minnie Mouse, and Spike the Bee. So it says here, the Flower and Garden Festival, the Taste of Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival, available with valid admission and park reservation for the same date. Now, along with this, I wanted to make sure you understood the type of stuff, merch and food, more food than you could shake a stick with, stick at. And I have to say, the merch, you know, we're talking about the Spike the Bee, and it is cool to see the sipper. That's the sipper cup. They also have the Orange Bird sipper. Those are two things that you need to check out and pick up, probably. They're very inexpensive, in my opinion. The Orange Bird sipper is great, and you can add to that collection because there's nothing like souvenir popcorn mugs or popcorn buckets and the sipper cups. Those are fun. Those are really fun, and they're collectible, so be sure to check that out. So they also posted on the Disney Parks blog a little bit of a foodie guide. So let's check this out to round out our top 10 must-dos. They have over 20, once again, festival-exclusive outdoor kitchens, right? So they've got the Returning Garden Graze, which is a fun food stroll highlighting five delicious offerings at the festival listed in the festival passport. Upon your Garden Graze purchase, you will receive a stamp for your festival passport. And once you've collected all five stamps, bring your passport into the Pineapple Promenade Outdoor Kitchen to receive a complimentary prize exclusive to the festival. Who doesn't love a good prize? Complete the garden graze at your leisure, and you can even bring back your stamp festival passport at Epcot during any time throughout the festival to complete your garden graze. So don't feel like you need to do it all in one time. If you have the ability and luxury of coming back multiple days, you can spread it out. So you spread out the fun and get that little gift, because it's nice to get those little trinkets. Also, new for this year, you can check out morsels for your ears. So we talked about these local bands, like I said, the live music, which is great, from Orlando, known as City Beautiful. You can check out these bands on the American Gardens Theater performing songs of yesterday and today. So that is a cool thing. You know, they used to have these rock bands come out and perform. And I think it is, during this time, it's been very difficult for bands to perform. I'm a musician myself, and I love seeing the rock bands there at Epcot, especially during these festivals. So just the fact that they have local bands from Orlando come out and entertain, I support that 100%. Support these bands, go out there, have a blast, enjoy some food, watch and see and hear some great music from some of these great local bands. And I tell you, if I was living in Orlando, I would love to be playing there in Walt Disney World. I would love that so much. So definitely go out there and check out some of the live music that they have there. Now, another grouping of awesome food items you can check out, which is the Flavorful Kitchen, hosted by Advent Health at Future World West. And there, they actually have grilled baby vegetables with hummus cream and red pepper Kool-Aid, which is gluten, wheat-friendly, plant-based over there at Garden Grazed. And it looks really, really nice. Very colorful with all the greens and different colors there. They also have strawberry mousse with chocolate crisp pearls. And they also have a risotto with micro herbs and salmon. So you could get, and I am a big, I love salmon. I love salmon. And the way they have it there, which is nice seared, they've got that farro risotto and micro herbs. That just looks like a knockout win. They also have some special beverages there. They have a blood orange, agua fresca, non-alcoholic. Oh, shucks, non-alcoholic. But I love blood oranges, and so does Kristen. So she would definitely want to check out the agua fresca. They also have cookie butter worms and dirt, non-alcoholic. So I don't know about the cookie butter worms and dirt. I'm sure it's some kind of a smoothie or something. But the blood orange agua fresca, that sounds like spring to me. That sounds really good. At Epcot Sunshine Griddle at Future World East, they have some amazing food items there too. Avocado toast with marinated toy box tomatoes and fresh goat cheese on toasted ciabatta, which is brand new on the menu this year. Also shrimp and grits, one of Kristen's favorites. Blackened shrimp and cheddar cheese grits with brown gravy and sweet corn salsa. I'm getting hungry just talking about it. They also have a corned beef brisket hash with house-made potato barrels, onions, peppers, cheese curds, and a soft poached egg with Tabasco hollandaise. That looks good. I think you had me at breakfast with that, the corned beef brisket. That just sounds amazing. God, oh my gosh, guys. Sounds great. And then fried cinnamon roll bites with cream cheese frosting and candied bacon. That is new as well. Yes, please. Sunshine Griddle. I'll take all of that. It's basically kicked up breakfast all day, and I am down with that, gang. What do you think? Let us know in the chat comments, all right? Beverages over there at Epcot Sunshine Griddle include Fruit Loop Shake, which is non-alcoholic, also new, and Joffrey's Cold Brew Cocktail with milk, Kahlua rum, oh, yeah, and then vanilla vodka, which is new. So Joffrey's. I like Joffrey's coffee. I know Kristen loves Joffrey's coffee. In the past, I'm trying to get a drink of water here. In the past, we've talked about Joffrey's. I know that she's promoted Joffrey's on Dining at Disney before many times. And their cocktail coffees are really legit, gang. So I definitely would love to check that out. Also, the Honey Bistro, hosted by National Honey Board over at Showcase Plaza. You can check out the Tupelo Honey and Sweet Corn Spoon Bread with jalapenos, bacon, and house-made whipped honey butter. also gluten, wheat friendly, and it's new. You also have the lavender honey mustard, marinated chicken flatbread with whipped honey ricotta cheese, marinated vegetables, and purple haze lavender goat cheese, also new. They've got the local wildflower honey mascarpone cheesecake with orange blossom, honey whipped cream, whipped honey, crystallized honey, honeycomb dehydrated honey, and fennel pollen meringue kisses. Wow. Okay. That is basically all honey, of course, for the Honey Bistro. They also have the honey peach freeze and a souvenir Spike the Bee sipper cup. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. The First Magnitude Brewing Company Honey Bee Citrus Blonde Ale from Gainesville, Florida. That's a local brew. Sounds great. Orange Grove Winery Orange Blossom Honey Wine from St. Petersburg, Florida. And honey peach freeze with blueberry vodka. That just hits me to the core. I think all of those sound amazing. And if I go next time and they still have those things available next year, I'll take one of each, please. I'll take one of each. The Citrus Blossom at Showcase Plaza has a number of new items as well. They've got this gluten wheat friendly Meyer lemon poached lobster salad with grapefruit rosé vinaigrette, yuzu marinated hearts of palm, avocado yuzu panna cotta. And that looks really nice on the plate. I can see those pictures now. You also have a citrus-based crispy pork belly with kumquat and carrot. I am a sucker for pork belly, so yes, that would probably be number one on my list. And then you have a citrus shortcake with orange chiffon cake, lemon curd, mandarins, whipped cream, and citrus crumble. Beverages, of course, you've got the orange lemon smoothie and a souvenir orange bird sipper cup. That is brand new this year. The Ismael Island Mora Beer Company Coconut Key Lime Ale. Boy, that sounds interesting. You've got the First Magnitude Brewing is back with their Lemon Hefeweizen from Gainesville. You've got Playa Linda Brewing Company with the Hibiscus Lime Ale. That sounds amazing as well. You have an Orange Wine Sunshine Wine Slushy and a Beer Flight. So just amazing offerings there at Citrus Blossom at Showcase Plaza. And then you have the Refreshment Port at Showcase Plaza. They've got a house-made Italian sausage with pepper poutine, which is plant-based. A lot of plant-based stuff here, gang. And that's good. I mean, it is the Flower and Garden Festival, so it's nice that they have that throwback there, that reference to plant-based food. They've got a popsicle trio that looks really great, gang. Honeydew, raspberry mint, and coconut lime, which is gluten and wheat friendly. And then you have some new beverages. You've got the brand new Star Cut Cider, Colada Hard Cider. Hard Cider. You've got the Cutwater Bloody Mary, and we love Cutwater Spirits, so that's in there. Ultra Premium Vodka with all natural tomato juice and a dash of spice. We love those beverages. Another Cutwater Spirits, old friend of the show, Cutwater Whiskey Mule, and I've had this, Black Skimmer Bourbon with ginger beer and a hint of lime and aromatic bitters, and that's brand new, so I am all down with that. I'm going to hit a few more highlights here. They've got a pineapple promenade at Showcase Plaza. They've got a spicy hot dog with pineapple chutney and plantain chips, along with, of course, the Dole Whip they've got there. And a mixed berry buttermilk cake. They also have a number of frozen beverages there featuring Dole Whip with Fanta. They've got Three Daughters Brewing Tropical Wheat Hefeweizen. Let's see here. A pineapple beer flight. Of course, Dole Whip topped with my favorite Parrot Bay coconut rum. So that is something you could check out. They also have a new experience there at Showcase Plaza there. They've got the Trowel and Trellis hosted by Impossible Foods. They've got a grilled street corn on the cob with garlic spread, boneless Impossible Korean short rib with cilantro lime rice, danmuji sauce, and kimchi mayonnaise. And they also have several teas in there as well from Twinings. They've got a vodka served in a mason jar with lime and green tea. It sounds really good. At the Refreshment Outpost, they've got a pineapple skewer with Tajin seasoning and Island Mora Beer Company's Key Lime Hibiscus. So a couple new things there. And then the over in Germany, in the German market, they've got potato pancakes with house-made applesauce, potato pancake with caramelized onions, ham, and herb sour cream, a toasted pretzel bread topped with Black Forest ham and melted Gruyere cheese, and they also have a cheese strudel with mixed berries. They also have a number of different beer flights, including a sparkling wine and apple liqueur. They also have some different pilsners in there as well. Great beer to check out and sample over there in Germany. At American Adventure, they have a crawfish etouffee, pecan cake with praline, Cajun-style roasted oysters. And then for beverages, they've got a Bayou Spiced Rum with fruit punch and orange juice. They also have several beer flights to check out as well. And then let's see here. At the Taste of Marrakesh in Morocco, they've got brand new Moroccan seafood couscous with shrimp, mussels, and olives. They also have a lemon cake with fig compote. Also, they have a sangria plus pineapple and pear hard cider. And they also have a hibiscus orange wheat ale as well. That's also local from Florida. In Morocco and France at the La Isla Fresca, they have lamb curry with sweet plantains and rice, tropical mousse cup, and sugar cane shrimp skewer with steamed rice and coconut lime sauce. Are you getting hungry? There's a lot of stuff here. They also have beverages, tropical freeze, non-alcoholic. They have an Ivanhoe Park Brewing hibiscus sour beer, and they have a tropical freeze with Parrot Bay coconut rum. And let me scroll down here. At the World Showplace, they have some more stuff here. They've got watermelon salad, key lime tart, fried green tomatoes with blue crab fennel salad, and beef brisket burnt ends. I'm giving a happy dance for that with chorizo and cheddar fondue. They also have some Three Daughters Brewing maple bacon stout. I've had that. That is really good, y'all. And let's see. At the Farmer's Feast, let's see here. They have spring onion soup with crispy shallots and micro chives, duck confit with carrot puree and root vegetables. And then they also have this red beet mousse with golden beet pastry cream with goat cheese and candied walnuts. They also have a watermelon milk ale hibiscus lemonade cocktail they have there. At the Cider House at the World Show Place, they have house-made potato and cheddar biscuit with salmon tartare, dark chocolate raspberry tart with whipped cream, and a number of different cider and beer flights. In Canada, they've got seared scallops with French green beans, butter potatoes, and butter brown vinaigrette with a griddled maple pound cake and beef tenderloin tips. That just sounds amazing. They also have a maple popcorn shake. It's not alcoholic. And a maple popcorn shake with maple risky rye. So you can definitely get the leaded or unleaded versions of those drinks. You also have a Collective Arts Brewing fruit beer from Hamilton, Ontario. And Goose Island Beer Company's a hazy IPA with mango and cinnamon from Chicago. And in Mexico, almost wrapping it up here, a couple highlights. You've got the Taco Vampiro braised beef on corn tortilla, a sopa de chorizo, which is a plant-based ground chorizo on fried corn dough, passion fruit margarita, garden margarita, so a whole litany of brand new beverages and margaritas there in Mexico. They all look very, very good. And in the Lotus House in China, you've got papa cakes, which are sweet potato cakes filled with shrimp and water chestnuts. You've got house-made crab and cheese wonton, so you have the fried wontons, which are always yummy. You've also have the bonbon chicken skewer with sesame and peanut sauce, which is always a fan favorite. Then you also have a Tang Dynasty, which is the drink of choice for me. This is the Jose Cuervo Special Tequila Gold with light rum, strawberry syrup, and pina colada mix with boba pearls. That is good. And then let's see here, a few more different things. You've got in Italy, margarita, flatbread. You've got different Italian pilsners, wines, Moscato's, Prosecco, so a whole group of great drinks there, but I'm definitely into the flatbread. They also have the Sicilian cannoli in there as well, and fried risotto. And in Japan, they've got this frushi. Okay, so if you don't know what frushi is, it is sushi with fruit. And this is what we used to call try it, which the kids will like. So if you want to give and try to give sushi to your kid and they feel kind of weird about it, try the frushi. It's a sweet rice wrapped with different fruit in there with drizzled berry sauce and toasted coconut. It looks like sushi, but it tastes like candy. So, and also good for adults. You can check that out. They also have soy glazed pork shank with truffle mashed potatoes, crispy lotus flour, and green onion. A bunch of different sakis in there as well. And in France, they have got goat cheese tart with caramelized onions. They've got a braised duck confit with gnocchi. Also, they have this macaroon lollipop in there. And they've got a beignet with a different topping. So you can definitely check that out. The beignets look really good. They're like, they're like filled donuts. They just look really great. And then they also have a bunch of different slushies from vodka and Grey Goose, the St. Germain liqueur in there. And that's all of the Joffrey's frozen slushies, it looks like. So that looks really. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not Joffrey's. It's just frozen slushies. And then they also have a Future World East Plaza, the American Adventure in Canada. They've got a bunch of brand new Joffrey's cocktail, coffee cocktails as well. So, gang, wow, that is a lot. That is a huge, huge top 10, gang. It's huge. What can I say? What can I say? But this is a great event, especially if you're a foodie. If you want to check out a lot of what I talked about, please be sure you check out the Disney Parks block. And if you want to book your trip to Disney, gang, because I know you're already planning your trips, check out Kristen. She's usually my co-pilot here on the show. And having to fly solo is crazy to have to talk to y'all for 45 minutes straight with only taking a couple swigs of water for the working man. So be sure to email her and take advantage of all of her knowledge of the Disney parks. I might even chime in too with some of my thoughts too. Just let her know that you heard about booking your trip to Disney, Universal, or any cruise in the near future. themeparksandcruises@gmail.com is her email. She will hook you up. She will save you money. That's the best way to do it. And I also encourage you to check out her podcast, Dining at Disney. All right. Check out diningatdisney.com. And subscribe to the Dining at Disney podcast. All right? Very simple. Once again, big ups to our friends at Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. We love the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone on Facebook. Also on Discord. We're keeping the conversation going there. It's a lot of fun on Discord, too. You can check us out on all our social media. The Disney List on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can also subscribe to the show and our show archive. Lindsay says, I hope you all have a good week and hope Kristen feels better. Natalie says, we'll let her know. Hey, Nat. Oh, we'll be sure to do it. It's rough doing the show by myself, but, we'll do okay. We'll do all right. Be sure you check out WDW Park Hoppers on Facebook. Also, sending a big shout out to Park Hopper Sid. Get well soon. And Park Hopper John. And they go live every single week, so you want to check them out on Facebook. Also like to thank our friends there at Disney Dorks. What up, Disney Dorks? Love you guys. Also on Facebook for Facebook groups. The Dining at Disney Facebook group is blowing up. The Disney List Facebook group is blowing up. So please join our groups. And that's all I can say. That's all I can say. I'm wrapping the show up, as you can tell. So once again, please have a good week. Be safe, be happy, and thank you for listening and watching the show. We do appreciate that. All right, on behalf of Kristen, my name's Al John, and we'll see you real soon.
The podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or its holdings and is intended for entertainment purposes.
I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney podcast. Every week, I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney podcast, the happiest plate on earth.